We are constantly making decisions. Decisions that are influenced by situations that are constantly showing up to us in life. There are decisions that we make based on the condition in which we find ourselves. And many times we choose what is good, but not urgent. That is, or in other words, many times we do not have our priorities in order, and we end up paying more attention to what, although it is important, is not urgent and is not necessary, letting go or leaving aside what is really important, urgent and decisive for us to live in victory and to live an abundant life. When you are going to make decisions, what is the most important thing in your life? What motivates you to make that decision? What is it that keeps you firm to be able to decide in the right way? I'm also going to ask you another question. What are your priorities? Do we have our priorities correctly located? I want to tell you about a man named Paul, the apostle. In Philippians, in chapter 3, in the midst of a difficult moment in his life, being in a place that is not Disney World, nor it is precisely a paradisiacal beach, where we would all like to be to make the best decisions. Paul was in prison and about to be sentenced to death. There he made important decisions and gave important advice. And one of the greatest pieces of advice that Paul wrote to teach us is the importance of having a target, the importance of having a north, the importance of knowing where we are going, what we really want in life, the importance of reducing the focus of 360 degrees to have a direct approach, that is, to start reducing every redundant things in life and that we consider as good, but that really does not build, does not maintain you, and does not make you to be focused. It is important to analyze this because there are many things that we can do in life, many things that you can try to experience, many things that you want to live daily. And is it bad? Maybe not. But is it urgent? Is it important? Does it keep you focused? These are the important questions we have to ask. So, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7, look at what he explains. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. This moves me, and it is wonderful. Could it be that we can reach the point of being joyful and say, for Christ's sake, I have lost everything? Well, this seems to contradict itself a bit, because we could consider losses as something that will generate a deep pain in us. But to Paul, losing everything, it did not generate deep pain, but a true joy. Because he knew that what he had left was necessary in order to obtain what was really going to take him to the eternity. He had learned to filter and had learned to discern what was necessary for his life. How many things do we constantly say yes to? How many loads we take every day? And we stop enjoying what God really destined for us because we are full, forgive me what I am going to tell you, of so much garbage that affects our emotions, that burdens us, and that seems good, but the only thing that it does to us is to steal our peace and divert us from the truth and from the purpose of God. That is why Paul said, and even more, yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. This word is hard, but I think it should wake us up to what we really need to pay attention to. Verse 9 says, "And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." Well, Paul determined what was the most important, and when you have a focus and determine what is the most important, the first thing you do is to strip off yourself of what can divert you, of what you have determined as important. I don't know if I said it very quickly, but I am going to tell you in these words. When you know where you are going, you begin to put aside what you know, which, although good, can be an obstacle for you to get to where you need to go faster. Paul wrote this, and he openly communicated his priorities. Paul was not renouncing to a simple thing, my dear friend. Now, the world tells you not to renounce to anything. On the contrary, arm yourself with fame, arm yourself with pride. The more successful you are, the better. That is what the world tells you. But when you decide to follow Christ, you are going to see that many things that God says that you should experience and keep in mind are going to contrast with what the world says is correct. They contrast. They do not go hand in hand. Because in this world, they call good things evil and calls bad things good. So, we need to start realizing what really comes first. What are our priorities? That is what Paul said. I am going to reach Christ. I want the new life that God gives me. I need to learn to let go of the old life that I already brought. And it was not just any old life. Paul had a position. He enjoyed an important position in the Jewish people. He was 100% religious, enjoyed an excellent reputation in the midst of the religion he professed. He had studied and had been a disciple of one of the best expositors of the law, and it seemed that he was going to be the next who was going to replace him. Paul had a promising future in what is required to what the world tells you, but this was useless for what God wanted to do with him. And look how this is in stark contrast. All the trophies and culture of his past. Paul ended by saying, "I count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." He wanted to know Christ, to experience his power, to participate in his sufferings, and finally be like him in his stead. So, he did all of this for the sole purpose of attaining the resurrection, eternal life, what God had determined. This is a man on a mission. He reduced his portion and his focus to the essentials. Now, how did he do it? I'm going to give you three important points that can help you today to keep you focused and have your priorities in order. First, after Paul identified what was important in his life, he discerned what was hindering him. I will say it again. First, Paul defined what was really important in his life, the focus that would keep him aligned, and when he identified it, the first thing he did was to discern what was hindering him. Paul had to let go of all the things that he cared about before, considering them as distractions for the grace. What for the world and for his promising future that showed him that he was important, that made him feel proud of his trophies, his diplomas, his good reputation. He had to learn to discern that where he was going and what he wanted to achieve in Christ were not going to help him at all. they were only going to be a hindrance. So he began to reduce his portion and his focus. If you have Christ, if you love God, if you understand what is the purpose of God for your life, what are you doing by looking at what you don't have to look at? What are you doing by using force or your effort in those things that are not going to allow you to be effective for what God called you? The fact that you do a lot, that you are 100% involved with activism, is not going to guarantee that you are pleasing God and that you are going to hit the target, my beloved brother. You have to learn to discern what is in the way, and sometimes we are not going to like what we see that is hindering us to walk in God's purpose. But remember that you are not alone. You have the Holy Spirit who will help you, strengthen you to make the right decision and be able to let go of what you have to let go of. Second, I need to stay focused on what is right. How do you stay focused? When you discover the purpose and walk towards that purpose. Paul wanted God's justice, not his own. Therefore, the new life in Christ became his only goal. You have to be radical. Listen to me well. You have to be radical when you discover God's purpose for your life. Because if you are not radical, you will let so many things pass that will become a stumbling block later. They will distract you. They will distract you if they are not already distracting you today. Third, decide how to get it. With a determined passion, Paul forgot about the past and pursued the prize of his calling. Listen clearly. You have to let go of something from the past. You cannot live with the memories of yesterday. They are tormenting you today. They are being a burden to your life. You have to let go of them. Give them to God, but don't ask him for them again. That's why Paul said, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Now I want to ask you, are you focused? Can you list your priorities with one hand? Where are you going? What are you pursuing? What are you looking for? What is your focus? And please, don't be too general. Be more specific. Learn to be specific. Because if you are too general, you will live a very general life. And the general is like trying to hug everything and never enjoying or being effective for what you were called by God. Father, I thank you for this word. Today I pray to you and I ask you, Lord, that it may be received with grace. That you may open our understanding so that we can treasure it in our hearts and understand it and put it into action. Once again, it reminds us of the importance of being focused, Lord, correctly focused and not letting ourselves get deviated. For this reason, I pray for each person so that today, Lord, they can have the clarity that only your Holy Spirit gives. The clarity of walking according to your purpose, to your will, and not deviating. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, searching YouTube for Devocionales Justo a Tiempo, and click on subscribe. God bless you.